The 5-second rule for decision making. At 6 in the morning on a cold winter day in Boston, the author's alarm jolted her awake. Mel Robbins, struggling with unemployment, financial issues, and a drinking problem, often hit the snooze button to avoid starting her day. But this morning was different. Instead of delaying, Robbins tried something new. She silently counted down, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and got out of bed. This simple method, called the 5-second rule, interrupts negative impulses and shifts focus to what needs to be done. Over time, it helps replace bad habits with positive ones. Robbins also used this technique to motivate herself for outdoor runs and to stop procrastinating on her resume updates. The countdown helped her act right away instead of waiting for motivation to appear. Psychologist Julian Rotter once described locus of control, which explains how people feel about control in their lives. Those who take charge of their actions are generally more productive. Instead of waiting for opportunities, Robbins emphasizes creating your own. She calls this the power of the push, and the 5-second rule gives just the push you need to take control. The effectiveness of the 5-second rule in encouraging courage. On a cold December evening in 1955, a woman on a city bus refused to give up her seat to a white man. This simple but brave act became a key moment in the civil rights movement, proving that even small decisions can create big change. The 5-second rule works similarly. It's a small step, like counting backward from 5, that can push you toward more courageous actions. The woman's arrest led to a bus boycott organized 4 days later. A 26-year-old preacher was chosen to lead the protest, even though he admitted later, "It happened so quickly I didn't have time to think it through. If I had, I might have said no." That preacher was Martin Luther King Jr. Neither Martin Luther King Jr. nor Parks considered themselves naturally courageous. Parks was shy and reserved, and King struggled with self-doubt. Yet, when their beliefs collided with fear, they acted anyway, showing how a simple push can overcome hesitation. Most people instinctively play it safe, avoiding risks. The 5-second rule gives just enough time to break this habit and move toward opportunities. Each day presents a choice: stay in your comfort zone or take small steps toward a better life. Even great figures in history weren't fearless, they just pushed through their doubts. With the same small steps, you can too. Stop waiting, start acting now. Rather than waiting for the perfect time, start chasing your dreams immediately. If you want your coworkers to see you differently, speak up in meetings. To brighten someone's day, simply compliment them. These actions only require a decision, something you might delay by thinking today isn't right. This could become your life story, forever waiting for the ideal moment. Use the 5-second rule to empower yourself to make those choices you've always wanted. Nobody dreams of being someone who did nothing. Yet, we often wait for the right time, even though it may never come. According to a recent survey, 85% of professional service employees hold back feedback from their managers because they think it's not the right time. Take initiative leads to success. Even highly talented individuals sometimes need encouragement to get started on the right path. Steve Wozniak, co-founder of Apple, faced uncertainty when he and Steve Jobs were offered funding to start their own business in 1977. Wozniak hesitated and worried about quitting his day job until persuaded by friends to take the leap. E.L. James, author of the hugely popular 50 Shades of Grey trilogy, didn't wait for a big publishing deal before writing. Despite being a working mother, she pursued her passion and self-published the book she had written in her spare time. 50 Shades of Grey sold 1 million copies in just 4 days, a remarkable achievement made possible by her initiative. Take control of actions over feelings. You can't dictate how you feel, but you always have power over what you do. Professional athletes serve as great sources of inspiration for many people. They demonstrate what can be achieved through intense training and practice. Some athletes may seem superhuman, but their ability to push beyond normal physical limits boils down to one key trait. Even when feeling utterly exhausted, athletes can detach from that feeling and keep going, whether running, swimming, or cycling. Athletes understand that feelings are just suggestions, and sometimes it's wise to disregard those suggestions, especially when striving to achieve a goal. This lesson is valuable because many of us often make decisions based on feelings rather than practical, goal-oriented reasoning. Emotions shape our choices. Neuroscientist Antonio Damasio found that emotions guide 95% of our decisions. rather than just thinking and acting, we often feel and act. Damasio studied people with brain damage who couldn't feel emotions. Despite being able to list the pros and cons, they struggled to make decisions. His research led him to see humans not as thinking machines that feel, but as feeling machines that think. Understanding how much our emotions influence our choices can help us apply practical strategies like the 5-second rule. This rule urges us to take 5 seconds to decide on actions that move us closer to our goals, overriding fears and worries that hold us back. This approach, a form of psychological intervention dating back to Aristotle, emphasizes changing behavior to improve self-perception. The 5-second rule works by altering our actions, giving us the courage to overcome psychological barriers. The battle against procrastination. The 5-second rule can be a helpful tool in fighting procrastination. Modern gadgets like smartphones and tablets were designed to boost productivity but often end up being distractions, greatly increasing our tendency to procrastinate. There's a distinction between harmless procrastination and harmful procrastination. When we put off tasks despite knowing it could lead to serious consequences, that's harmful procrastination. Previously, experts thought all procrastination stemmed from poor time management and lack of willpower. Now, we understand procrastination isn't just laziness but also a result of how we cope with stress. Procrastination and how to beat it. Timothy Pitchell, a psychology professor at Carleton University, explains that procrastination stems from our strong subconscious desire for immediate satisfaction. When we procrastinate, we seek temporary relief from life stresses, like deadlines, money problems, or relationship issues. Buying new shoes, for example, briefly eases this pressure. To combat procrastination, try using the 5-second rule as a new, healthier habit. According to Dr. Pitchell, starting tasks promptly is key to overcoming procrastination. Begin counting down whenever you feel the urge to procrastinate or switch tasks. This helps improve your sense of control, as procrastination often reflects a loss of control over one's actions. Instead, take charge and regain control over your choices. Regret over worrying. Instead of dwelling on worries, shift your focus to gratitude. Many of us learn to worry from childhood, often from concerned parents cautioning us to be careful or wear a coat to avoid catching a cold. As adults, we spend too much time fretting about things beyond our control. Eventually, we might regret all the hours spent stressing over minor issues. Dr. Carl Pilmer, a professor at Cornell University, has spent more than a decade talking to over 1,200 older adults about life's meaning. One clear message from these conversations is that many seniors feel they've spent too much time worrying. They believe life is too precious to be filled with fear and anxiety. Before you regret more time, try using the 5-second rule to take charge and live fully. Pay attention to your mood. When you notice yourself starting to worry, count down peacefully from 5. This simple act helps you regain control and focus on living your life to the fullest. When you count to 1, ask yourself, what am I thankful for right now? And what do I need to remember? Answering these can help you move away from worries and focus on positive things. Remember, life's important parts, like relationships and goals, are what truly matter. Use the 5-second rule to remind yourself of the bigger picture. In any moment, there's usually more to be grateful for than to stress about. Key points 1. Count down from 5 to 1 to take action and overcome hesitation. 2. Take charge of your choices and create your own opportunities in life. 3. Small, quick decisions can lead to courage and meaningful change. 4. Act quickly to pursue goals instead of waiting for the perfect time. 5. Shift focus from feelings to actions to build better habits. 6. Replace worry with gratitude and focus on what truly matters. 7. Use small steps to break procrastination and regain control over tasks.